Good evening. I will now call the August 5th, 2024 Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
Mr. Chairman, there was a request to withdraw case number 12974. I don't know if we want to talk about that or move it to the beginning of the agenda to make a motion.
My suggestion there would be we amend the agenda to move that case to the front of the agenda so we could address that withdrawal.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda with that change to move 12974 to the front.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Ms.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And aye too. So the vote of 4-0, the agenda is approved with moving case 12974 to the front of the agenda. Minutes for June 3rd, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to approve the minutes for June 3rd, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye too. So the vote of 4-0, the minutes for June 3rd, 2024 are approved. Findings of fact for June 3rd, 2024.
And I'd like to make a motion to approve the findings of facts for June 3rd, 2024.
Second.
Motion and Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And aye too. Vote of 4-0, the findings of fact for June 3rd, 2024 approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the board assessment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an entry will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in to conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated. May result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotypes concerning people with protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, present exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to statutory factors for advance or special use exception. Copies of this can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask for the applicant and all the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves and your place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions should be directed to the board. The board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing was closed. The case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or remain on live deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. Board renders a decision this evening. Please be advised that that decision be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board or the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone, we ask that you turn it off for the duration. And when you come up to the microphone, there's a button. Make sure that you hit that button. Your light will turn green. That way, evidence that your microphone is on. Thank you.